The president says Arizona's immigration law, SB 1070, asks the impossible of the state's police officers.
It's not just that the law Arizona passed is divisive, although it has fanned the flames of an already contentious debate. Laws like Arizona's put huge pressures on local law enforcement to enforce rules that ultimately are unenforceable.
But the state issued a training video to its 170 police departments today, and the message is clear. You are better than they think you are. You can enforce this law without profiling by race.
Frankly, critics of this law believe that Arizona officers cannot be trusted with this kind of authority. They doubt your professionalism, they doubt your integrity, and they doubt your ethics. That doubt is unfair and unearned.
More than 32 million Americans complain every year that they've been victims of racial profiling. Can Arizona do what the rest of the country has been unable to do since the end of Jim Crow? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 2nd, and there's certainly a lot of pressure on the police officers in Arizona.
No, and in the training video that we're going to hear in a moment, they actually sense that they're on the line here.
That's
this is a national
right.
audience.
They're aware.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories first. Economists aren't painting a rosy picture of the June jobs report due out this morning. We'll get you those numbers in about 90 minutes from the Labor Department. At American University in Washington, President Obama spoke about immigration reform. He says it's crucial.
Fixing our broken immigration system is not only a political issue, not just an economic issue, but a moral imperative as well.
The president called for broad reforms to immigration policy, saying changes should be more than just fences and border patrols.
Meanwhile, a new immigration law was on the agenda in Arizona yesterday. Officials released a training program to teach police officers how to enforce the new law without racially profiling. The new law goes into effect at the end of this month. Joining us now is Larry Talvey. He's the city marshal in Tombstone, Arizona. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So would you say that Arizona is free of racial profiling now? Before this law goes into effect?
I do not believe that racial profiling is more than it's been prior. I believe that the officers are going to be scrutinized more based on this new immigration law and how the department heads are going to look at their officers.
And they may rise to the challenge. Larry Talvey, stay with us. We'll talk with you more in a moment.
Mexican police say 9 people have been captured at the scene of a deadly gun battle between rival drug gangs near the U.S. border. 21 people were killed in the fighting. President Obama and Vice President Biden will attend a memorial for Senator Robert Byrd in West Virginia today. And a double suicide bombing at a popular Sufi shrine in eastern Pakistan has killed 42. No one has claimed responsibility in that incident.
Another major recall for Toyota. The auto giant is recalling about 270,000 cars to fix faulty engines. Lexus and Crown models are affected. President Obama signed new U.S. sanctions against Iran into law yesterday. He says they are the toughest ever passed by Congress against Tehran's nuclear agenda. And the World Cup resumes this morning. A clash of the titans, Brazil and the Netherlands. Today is the tiebreaker so far in their World Cup history. They are evenly matched, so we'll see who comes out on top today. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are also up. The Dow will start at 9,732, the S&P at 1027, and the NASDAQ starts at 2101. So what makes a song a summer song? There's one woman who has very definite views on that, and that is Pat Benatar. She's going to join us later with suggestions for the summer mixtape. You can give us still your summer playlist suggestions. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or text us at 69866.
Do it for the holiday weekend.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.